Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful picture. Before our Lord, with our hearts open to declare our love for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Amen. Please be seated. Amen. How are you, church? All right. Well, this is my first vantage point from here out to there, and you look real fine, I think. You look real good. And we're glad that you're here. It's a great day. It's a good day. It's an awesome day for the church, for the worship center to be gathering, as we want to show our appreciation and dedication for this fine worship service, or center, rather, and as well to ordain Pastor Tim into the ministry. Somebody get excited about that. I know Christine is. He's done all the school. He did all the praying. He did all the other things that you're supposed to do to be ready for this moment. And as a fellow pastor, I just know what he's experiencing right now. And it's that acknowledgement of the call of God on his life and how God has brought you to this place, Pastor, and with your family. And to have the church acknowledge that call and recognize it for what it is. You are a gift to the church, and we bless you and we thank you. And we have our friend Pastor Scott Doggart with us here to make that all official later in the service, but we have lots of other things going on today. And before we were able to come into this place on Resurrection Sunday, we had been meeting for two Sundays in the gymnasium. And how did you think that went? I thought it went okay, don't you? We had a great first impressions team to welcome you, to greet you, to say goodbye to you quickly so we can get the next group in, spray the seats so that we could scare the COVID out of here, and it was a great thing. So on behalf of Pastor Allison and myself, we want to show our appreciation to the First Impressions team, who worked doubly hard over these last, I don't even know when you started this project, Pastor. 15 months ago. And they really worked hard. And not hard for Pastor Allison and myself, because we had an excellent, excellent team. And many of them have transitioned now into other ministries, onto the worship teams and so forth. But we need more help. Can I use this time as a little plug for help? Les would say, yes, we need more help. We have, because he's running the First Impressions team now, and obviously there's a lot of work to do. We even have to direct traffic and get cars out of the fire lanes and do all these things. Ushers, we want to have at least four ushers in the sanctuary at all times. So if you would like to be involved, please talk to Les at the information desk or his daughter's there today. You could do that or talk to myself or any of the staff, and we'd be glad for that. Well, one of the men who you see, I think, probably consistently, if he's not taking his daughter to a swimming event, is Peter. Peter is here, and he serves. I was able to go to Peter and say to him, Peter, is there anything you do? Well, I'm here, whatever you need. And that's the truth of it. And he served in First Impressions, continues to do that, helping his wife in the children's area. Just a blessing. At the same time, over those 15 months, that's a long time, 15 months, he was overseeing the 16 men, if not, and maybe women? I should say that, right? Men and women who helped in here. So let's give Peter a great big hand as he takes over this part of the service.
Thanks, Kevin. been a while since I've been up here. Don't want to yell into the microphone. So I don't know how I got stuck doing this. Maybe because I helped to coordinate it and none of the other men wanted to come up here. So you're stuck with me. Anyway, Tim, I'm going to have a little bit of fun at your expense, if that's okay with you, considering it's your ordination service. So I can't speak for the other guys, but I know when this project started about 15 months ago, Pastor Tim, I can't remember if it was an email or a text or a phone call, he's like, we got a small little project that we could use some help with. I'm like, all right, what do you want to do? Well, we want to look at the stage and redo the stage. And I think, based on talking to most of the other guys, it was a similar message maybe to all of them. Little did we know what we were getting into. So you're seeing some of the pictures there and photos, videos, etc., of some of the work that was done. We uncovered three layers of an old stage. We knew there were electrical issues, but you can see there in the one video, there were a bunch of buried electrical boxes, which, if you know code, that's not ideal. What else? Buried ductwork, buried vents. The list goes on and on. So after about two large dumpsters full of wood, we had the area cleaned out, only to uncover other issues. Suffice to say, we started with the stage and what you see here now, and then it was like, what about the sound booth? We should do that too. Well, maybe the carpet? Well, that's kind of toast, so let's rip that out. Oh, what about the stippling under the underside of the balcony? That looks really crappy. Let's get rid of that too. Oh, what about all the lights? I don't know if you guys remember, but there were like these weird-looking things on the side here too. That's got to go too. We can't do all this and leave that behind. So suffice to say, that ended up being 15 months. But if you've ever packed a bunch of guys into a room and it's, working with tools, it's, I know better than you, you know better than me. Honestly, there was none of that. So there, you know, God had his hands in the whole process too. So I'm just going to go through some of this kind of jokingly. But John, everybody knows John. Well, John was the king of renovations, shall we say? Not afraid to tackle anything, and Mr. Clutch too. So like at the end, when we were towards the end of our deadline, I think John was in here twice a day at some points, working multiple hours to get it ready for carpet, ready for the sound team to take their next step. The design here, if you look at it, there's much more to it than what you see. Alan, the design man, put it all into his CAD, designed the whole thing for us so we knew what we were building. He designed the, if you didn't know already, he designed the drum cage as well. Rob, the idea man and the fabricator, so these lovely metal grates that are at the front here, he designed them and installed them. I had to come up with a name for Kyle, but I called him the tool man, Taylor kind of guy. I still remember the first time we walked in, he walked in with like three boxes, rolling toolbox in here, toolbox for every job. He was also the man at height, so obviously you guys remember there was a big wall here with the cross on it. Well, someone had to go up there and cut it down, so that was on Kyle. And then we had Scott, the master electrician. So all the stuff you don't see under the stage, whether that was the sound guys or Scott, all the electrical up on the top, someone had to do it. And then he had Patrick and Jesse up on the scaffolding, up in the roof with him, wiring it all. We had the ladies painting, so we had Adderell, Valerie, and Babette, who all the lovely paint work that you see around the sanctuary, whether it be the windows or the walls, that was on them. And then, even though Len didn't show up much to help, Len Cade offered his trailer, so his trailer was on call 24/7. Anytime we needed the trailer, boom, there's trailer outside the front door, and away goes the garbage. Don't know where it went, but it disappeared anyway. And then once we finished and had the carpet in, then Pastor Joe and Justin took over, and I'll be honest, I thought, why can't we be in here in 2 weeks? What's going to take so long in here? I had no idea what they were getting themselves into. Maybe they did, but I didn't. Took them 2 months. A lot of the stuff you don't see again, it's buried in behind the the finished work that's on the walls. Sound cabling, electrical wiring, under the stage. It's quite the list of it. But 15 months later, here we are. We're back in our sanctuary. The fact that we got through it speaks to God being in this process the whole time. One in particular, I didn't see him here today. Just a man, he shows up every once in a while. After Tim shared in the gym the photos in the sanctuary when we were working, he comes to me after service totally out of the blue. He goes, I want to help. I'm like, oh, what do you do? He's like, I'm a framer. And lo and behold, what were we doing? Framing. So he was a godsend. I mean, his expertise like just blew our schedule out of the water. I mean, he was up here every day, showed up, brought supplies from his job sites, everything. Like, God's hand was in this process from beginning to end. I think other than a couple stepped on nails during demolition, we didn't even have, other than a few splinters, any accidents, which, you know, you can see based on the pictures that were up there, you'd be pretty surprised to learn there were no accidents or no incidents. So, I mean, it was a real pleasure to work with the guys that we did work with. I think the only one I neglected to mention was Ian. Ian came in. I don't know if you ever need drywall taping done, but man, oh man, is he handy with the drywall equipment. He did one in 2 days what we could have done in 3 weeks, but that's just God's hand in everything, right? Like, everything that was touched in here was God's hands on it throughout the process. So it was a real blessing to work with everybody here. I don't know if you asked our wives and or spouses whether or not they would agree, considering it went on and on and on. But here we are as a congregation back in here in our worship center. And yeah, it's definitely a lot better than the gym. So I think, Tim, you were going to come up now and pass it over to you.
Thanks, Peter. We wanted to take some time as we dedicate this space to acknowledge and thank those, as Peter has talked about, who were here doing all the work while we were, you know, showing up Sundays and sitting in the gym. There was a whole crew of 16 or so people who were here faithfully swinging hammers and working away. And so we want to call all of you up at this time. You're going to come on down to the very front here. And as they come, let's give them a round of applause. Peter, John, Scott, Alan, Rob, Melville, Rob Weens, Kyle, Les, Ian, Carey, Adderell, Babette, Valerie, Len Cade, Jesse Frazier, Pastor Joe, and Justin. I'm going to ask the board members to come on up at this time, and just in lieu of what Peter had just mentioned with accidents or injuries, Jesse's injury was not related to the present events of the room, just in case you thought we were telling lies. So we want to publicly acknowledge and thank each and every one of you for all that you've done to make this happen. We did all of this, in case you didn't know, I mentioned it last week, we did all of this in cash, debt-free, there's no debt in this project, and that's because of these people working. So, board members, if you want to come, we want to present each and every one of you with a gift, a card, a book. I know not everyone's a reader, so I picked a real small one. But it's a classic from E.W. Kenyon, Who You Are in Christ. And so we're going to get those to you, and you can start coming. You can start coming out, board members. You don't need to get them all sorted there. Sorry, gentlemen, the flowers are only for the ladies. Church family, would you stand to your feet? And we want to take a moment to pray and officially dedicate this place that we have called for many years. It's been called a sanctuary. We've called it for many years an auditorium. I have a new name for this place. We're going to call it our worship center. This is where we come to worship. And so I want us to dedicate this place. If you're near the aisles, can you go lay your hands on a wall beside you here just as an act of faith, believing for an anointing from the Lord upon this building? Come on, church, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this place that you've given us. Lord, we desire to not worship a building or a room, but we desire to come into a building and a room to worship King Jesus. So Lord, as we dedicate this space, we do so, Father, with our hands lifted high and our attention on heaven and our desire that Jesus Christ would be glorified in every gathering that takes place in this worship center. Lord, we desire that in this place, the lost would be saved, the sick would be healed, the lonely would find comfort, the discouraged would find your embrace. Lord, we thank you for your anointing that rests upon this worship center, and we dedicate it to you. Lord, we declare that this place will be a place that is a tool of the Holy Spirit, and we pray your divine protection over this place. We plead the blood of Jesus over these walls and declare that no plans of the enemy will prosper in this place. This is a place for the kingdom of God, and there is no place for the kingdom of darkness in this place. Lord, we use our authority in Jesus Christ to call this place blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
There's one person Peter forgot to mention, and that's Peter himself. This project would not have been possible without Peter. There's not enough words to say. We put 10 hours a week. Peter was putting 30 hours a week into this project, organizing, buying materials. This project would not be done. It would still be halfway done at this point if it wasn't for Peter. So I just want to give a special thank you to Peter for everything that he did.